Let's talk about Aleppo itself for a few minutes. It's one of the oldest continuously inhabited cities in the world. The entire downtown area is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And before the revolution in 2011, the city had a thriving arts and cultural scene. But the war has changed everything. Lina Sergi Attar is a writer and architect living in Chicago, but she grew up in Aleppo and remembers it fondly.
Aleppo is really a magical place. It's a place where you can literally feel history while you're walking down the old streets. You can see the layers of history of the city and so many civilizations, and it expresses the diversity of Aleppo's history. So you can see a mosque and a church and a synagogue on one old street. You could see the bazaars. You know, they're very labyrinthian, very magical, and they take you back to a different time of when commerce actually began, as Aleppo was on the Silk Road. And you can see where the caravans used to come carrying goods, and you see the people who are actually in these shops and doing this kind of trade have inherited that from their fathers and their grandfathers and great-grandfathers. So you see that kind of continuation of history through the people themselves. All of the people from Aleppo are very much aware of their own family lineages. We know where, you know, my great-great-grandfather lived and grew up. People can take you back in their family histories centuries. So being part of that is just part of your everyday life as a citizen of Aleppo.
Yeah, I would guess that a strong sense of historical identity makes the tragedy of a kind of symbolic end of the city even harder.
Absolutely, because you really, what has happened over the last 5.5 years of watching this war and watching the destruction and watching places that were renovated. I mean, I've seen places and old buildings in the old city of Aleppo renovated stone by stone, the carvings. So to see that destroyed in seconds from airstrikes, from barrel bombs, from fires, it's a loss that you can't comprehend, that we as human beings are capable of destroying something that we, in your mind, is indestructible.
So the old city of Aleppo was revitalized and restored in the 1990s. That's when you were a student there. Just tell us about that time and how that restoration changed the city.
It was a very interesting time when people began to take a lot of pride in the history. I was an architecture student at the time, and part of our urban city planning projects was to create the surveys that would actually become the zoning maps of the old city that would go up the ladder, if you imagine, towards the architects who were redesigning and figuring out which areas to rehabilitate. So one of my jobs was with the group of students that I was part of. We were given a part of the old city map, and we had to go into the city and over the course of a few months enter actually every single home and see how people were living there, because the city had been abandoned for so many years. The old city had been abandoned for so many years that people were living in, you know, in homes that were kind of falling apart while they're living in it. But at the same time, nobody was allowed to make any changes or fix their homes because they were living in a World Heritage Site. So that was part of my job. And I still remember the homes that I went into. There was one specific historic home that was completely abandoned, and it was magical. It had one of the largest arches in all of old Aleppo. It had a huge fountain in front of it, and it had a very long history of being one of the nobility's homes in Aleppo. So those kinds of discoveries were very, very special, and I'll never forget that time that I spent there.
Yeah, that's incredible. So, I mean, you really know this area so well going into those homes. What do you think you would find in some of these places now?
Honestly, I don't think that we would be able to recognize many of these streets that we walked upon for so many years. I can't. Sometimes I see pictures of the old city and I don't even recognize where they're taken. You see so many buildings just collapsed. And to be honest with you, over the last 5.5 years, you know, you have to let go of the material loss on one level. It is part of you, but you have to let go of that because you have to think about the people themselves who have lost their lives, who had to flee their homes, who are now being forcefully evacuated, leaving, never knowing if they can come back to their homes. And even if they come back, What would they come back to, especially for the people who put their whole life savings into owning a home? You don't, you can't take that back or rebuild it yourself. So I think a lot about the people and the displaced and the refugees and the future of the people of Syria, who have lost so much, and they deserve to be treated so much better, and they deserve to have the basic human rights that they asked for. And it's very devastating to see them face this level of humiliation and this level of just being treated as less than human beings.
I mean, the cultural life of a city is also less tangible than the buildings of a city. And cities bring together musicians and artists and people who make food. Aleppo must have been the same.
Absolutely. The culture of Aleppo was very, very special. It was very diverse. We have a very significant Christian population, Armenian population, Kurdish, and we always grew up in the city, everybody together as one people. And on one level, the whole idea that Aleppo was split into East and West is a very difficult concept to understand being from Aleppo, because we grew up being a very diverse population, and the separations between social economic classes and sects and religions has also been very difficult to watch, how people separated into groups because of this war.
Lena, is there a memory of Aleppo that you've held on to throughout the war that you kind of turn to periodically for some sense of hope?
Absolutely. There are many, many memories. The most important memory for me is my grandmother's home, and it's in Western Aleppo, and that's where I lived for a year, and I spent many, many, many days and nights there living with my grandmother, and it was the hub of our family, where we all came together and had many meals and many celebrations. My dream is to be able to go back to my grandmother's home and see it one more time, and I always think about my grandmother and how she taught us about being from Aleppo and being so proud of being from this city and being so proud of being from Syria, and the importance of family and staying together and the importance of fighting for justice. So for me, waking up in my grandmother's home, seeing my grandmother's home, is what gives me hope for the future, and hopefully that will be able to happen in my lifetime.
Writer and architect Lena Sergi Attar grew up in Aleppo. Thank you very much for speaking with us and sharing your memories.
Thank you.